My sweetest, my fairest, my rarest, my dearest, come sit thee down by me and let's chat a while. It doth my heart good when I see thee most nearest, that we with pleasant talk the sad times may beguile. If thou'lt have the patience to stay in this bower, that I may discourse with thee just half an hour, I'll show thee a ticket from Cupid's commission, which Venus set hand to upon this condition, that nobody else shall enjoy thee but I. The summer is come, and the time is in season, that each pretty bird have made choice of his mate. Now I, being a young man of judgment and reason, have cause to be doing o'er times out of date. Hark, hark, how I hear the sweet nightingale's verses, whose echoes record what true lovers rehearses. The true-hearted turtle-doves now are a-billing, and so will I do, my love, if thou art willing that nobody else shall enjoy thee but I. I pray thee, love, leave me not, though I am a soldier, and want skill in wooing to deal with a maid. Yet if thou wilt kiss me and make me the bolder, mark well and consider what here shall be said. My hand and my sword shall from danger defend thee. My purse and my person shall stoutly attend thee. I'll buy thee a new kirtle, wrought waistcoat and beaver, a dainty silk apron my mind shall not waver, so nobody else shall enjoy thee but I. If thou wilt consent that things shall be so carried, before this day fortnight I'll make thee my wife, and we in the church will be lawfully married, so shalt thou live bravely all days of thy life. Thou shalt have thy servants to wait on thy leisure. Thy purse shall be crammed with gold crowns and rich treasure. Nothing shall be wanting that I can procure thee. So thou wilt be constant and thus much assure me that nobody else shall enjoy thee but I. Make answer, sweet honey, to what I have spoken, that I may the better know whereon to trust. Receive this gold ring as an eminent token. My love shall be permanent, loyal, and just. One lovely look from thee, for I will revive me, but a frown of thine will of life straight deprive me. Then answer me kindly at this time, dear sweeting, that I may find comfort by this happy meeting, and nobody else shall enjoy thee but I. I'll leave all my kindred, both father and mother, my uncle, my aunt, and my grandam also, my nearest acquaintance, my sister and brother, for 'tis my desire with a soldier to go. In weal and in woe, I will with my love travel, whilst some at my service and toil do much marvel. So long as my life lasts, if fortune will guide me, I'll march with thee bravely, whatever betide me, and I'll be thy true love until I die. 'Tis not the great ordnance when they do rattle shall make me fly from thee, my mind is so stout. For when I perceive thee preparing for battle, I'll closely stick to thee, of that make no doubt. And when thou hast drawn thy brave blade to befriend me, for courage and valor and skill I'll commend thee, in peace and in wars, if thou pleasest to prove me, by day and by night thou shalt find how I love thee. I'll still take thy part till the day that I die. Moreover, sweet soldier, thus much I must tell thee. When I understood you took me for your choice, it made the very heart of me leap in my belly, and all the merry veins in my body rejoice. You also requested of me certain kisses, the which you are counted as true lover's blisses. Instead of one kiss, now I'll give thee full 20, so thou wilt repay me again with like plenty, and I'll be thy true love until I do die. This ring which thou gavest me shall serve for a token. I'll keep it for thy sake whilst heaven lends me life. The promise betwixt us shall never be broken. Be thou my sweet husband, I'll be thy kind wife. Then serve Cupid's warrant upon me and spare not, for what thou canst do with thy ticket I fear not. Let Vulcan and Venus with Cupid conspire to kindle love's fuel or quench lover's fire. Yet I'll love my soldier until that I die. You said in a fortnight that we should be married, but I am unwilling to stay for so long. Besides, in my mind I have overmuch tarried. Delays amongst lovers doth oftentimes wrong. Pray make all things ready twixt this and Sunday, that we may be married on the next Monday, so we in the holy days may make us merry with banquets and pastimes until we be weary, and I'll be thy true love until that I die.